Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody join me and say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, the Lord is good. Thank you, praise team. God bless you. We will lift the name of the Lord higher. For he is worthy of our praise. The Lord is good. Do we really believe that? Is God good all the time? Is he sometime? All the time. Even when the situation is not so good, the Lord is still good. Amen? Because he's God. Father, we thank you this morning. Our confession is that you are good all the time. When we are on top of the mountain, you are good. If we find ourselves in the valley, you are still good. In all situations, you are good. And you are beautiful, Lord. We appreciate you. We are now in December. And by your grace and mercy, we are crossing into a new year. And great things will happen because you are good and you are God. Blessed be thy name. Thank you, Father. Your word this morning, bless it, Lord. Let it bless our hearts. And let it be to your glory. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. If you are watching this morning, we are speaking from Phoenix, Arizona. Very beautiful out here at this time of the year. Even when most places are freezing, snow, we have a great weather and things are looking nice. People here this morning are looking great too. God bless each and every one of you. You are watching us from any part of the world. Join us to bless the name of the Lord. For the Lord is good. I'm Pastor Emmanuel Oba speaking this morning on a topic that you probably won't find in the Bible. We're going to make references to the Bible pertaining to this topic. Let's read the scripture first from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 to 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's read together. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, everybody, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The passing things and the things that will endure. So the topic this morning is, these too shall pass. Amen. These too shall pass. Amen. Temporal. But we are tied to things that will never pass. The word of God, heaven, our Jesus Christ, the salvation we have will endure because it will take us into heaven. And it is eternal. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But temporal things, these too shall pass, is a word that people speak. The phrases that have sounded through the ages. And people say it in the time of afflictions and trials and temptations. And people say these too shall pass when they have knowledge that God is still in control. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That no matter what the day is saying or what the time is saying or what this hour is looking like, that God have time appointed to every situation in the mother realms. So I want us to do something this morning. In the medical field, there's what they call acute situation. We have doctors here and nurses and so on. And there are things they call chronic situation. Acute is something that happens suddenly, something that happened now, and that, you know, the duration at times is short span. In the chronic situation, it is something that keeps reoccurring and endures maybe from weeks to weeks, months to months, years to years to years, to years and stuff. There's different mode of treatment for each one of them. But I want you to concentrate, if you are here this morning or you are watching, on things that have been there or things that you would prefer not to be there. Or things that if you can control it, if it's within your power, you would definitely switch it off. Things that you can sacrifice whatever is within your ability to not have. I want you to concentrate on it for a second this morning. Things that you've been believing God for that's not coming true. Things that you've been praying for and the enemy seems to be standing. It seems that they are built to outlast you because you have been holding on and you are not seeing results. Think about it for a second here. And I want you to shout with me, these two shall pass. One, two, three, go. These two shall pass. Then say softly to yourself, these two shall pass. Amen and amen. Because they are built not to last. They may look like it will last forever. But that situation you have in your life, whatever it is it in your life? Is it in the life of your loved ones? It is in your ministry? If it is things that you don't want, and it's a sort of an affliction, I want you to know this morning that these two shall pass. Blessed be the name of the Lord. At the beginning of any situation you find yourself that is not pleasant, it will help you, and this is from my own practice, from my own understanding, gone through myself, that I tell myself from the beginning, it doesn't matter what it looks like today, Emmanuel, these two shall pass. For there is nothing new under the heaven. It's a recycle. Check it out. Times it looks overwhelming, there's nothing you can do about it. But it will pass. The duration you may not control, the intensity, things around it, but it will pass. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory be to God. At this time of the year, I want you to make a little effort to reach out to people. You know, it's a time of the year people dress really nice and buy gifts and decorate their house, put lights in their house and stuff, even their cars, their dogs, everything is just looking great. But I'm telling you the truth, it is not so for everyone. It is the time of the year that most people tend to self-destruct, even commit suicide. It's a time of the year that people start to remember the chronic situation that they have believed God when they ring in the new year in January of 2022. And they say, this year is my year. This hour is my hour. This time shall be mine. I will see the answer to this prayer by the end of the year. They write down certain things, people do certain things, things you expect to achieve, things you expect to accomplish. They put it down, they make a note of it. Some people, it might be this, this year I'm going to get married. This year I'm going to buy me a house. This year I'm going to, my son that is not doing well or my daughter that is wayward is going to be strengthened out. And they have all this hope in January. And nothing happened in February. and March, April, May, June, July, and so on. And then in December, they say, my God, it's 12 months. The year is almost over. Where is my answers? Where are we in this, Lord? I haven't been able to check it out. Like you make a list and say, check this out, check this out, check it out. No. And so they get depressed around this time of the year. They have nobody. Some people have nobody calling them. Somebody have nobody wishing them New Year, happy Christmas or New Year. Some people have things have even gone from bad to worse. And so they feel depressed and they feel out of place. And when everybody is shouting and rejoicing and they are depressed and they go into deep and deep and the enemy keep telling them, whoo, you lost it out again. If you are watching this morning, don't go to that level. These two shall pass. It's not built to endure. A few days ago, not a member of this church, somebody I know, so overwhelmed, couldn't think of any other way out, decided to take a good life that God has given to this person. But thanks be to God, it wasn't successful. And I was talking to this person. What is going on here? He's just not coming together. Everybody seems to outpace me. My hope are not being realized. The frustration built up to the point that I thought the only way out is to take my life. And so many people are in this situation. You know, I picked up the phone and started calling some people that I know that might be going through the same situation that I wasn't planning to call before I called. And I encourage you to do the same. Reach out to people. It's tough. A lot of people. We are blessed here. You have your family. You have your friends. You have your church. You have your community. But when people go home at times, the situation is different. They start to think. They start to see. Now that they have people around them, you know, the thought and things seems to be okay. But in the dead of the night, in the midnight hours, the enemy come to whisper, yet again, you have not realized your dream. Yet again, your prayer has not been answered. Yet again, you are fighting a losing battle. I want you to know that according to the word of God, these are temporal things. These are things that will not last. These are things that are not built to endure. But you have to line up with the word of God. You have to believe in God. You have to believe in the word of God. You have to believe in yourself that God has said, these two shall pass. It will pass. We come to that part later on about the confusion of passing on how it may pass. Amen. It does not matter what we are facing. You have to remember that there is one constant in life. And this constant is set like the northern star. It doesn't matter if the tempest is building, the northern star is still where it is. It doesn't matter if the winds are blowing, the dust are flying, the northern star is still where it is. You can set your course based on it. You can take your direction based on it. And our Christ, our hope, is like that northern star. Nothing moves it out of alliance. It will not deviate from its course. It is steady and firm and unmovable. So when you latch onto Christ, when you latch your hope, when you see your failures or whatever the enemy is trying to paint, I say, Christ is still alive. And he is like my northern star. He will never move or shake. For the stone of Israel is not what? a man. Neither is he like the Son of Man. There's no change. There's no variableness with him. If he says it, he will do it. He is able. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If he says it, he will do what? Do it. He's a covenant-keeping God. His word is yea and amen. And when the word start to question it, he said it himself, I am the yea and I am the amen. The beginning and the end. So when the enemy comes the dead of the night and say the year is ending, tell him a new year is coming. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know what? 22 might not be the year for me, but 23 will be the year. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? That is how you keep moving. Because God is a progressive God. That the prayer of what you think you might need or have was not accomplished in 22 does not mean that it is dead and gone. In God's list, in remembered prayer, there is a vow that is being kept on your behalf. And when the appointed time is come, when the hour of your salvation is due, when it is time for it to happen, when it's time for God to bring it to pass, there is no force in the world or even in the heaven that can derail or stop it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He will bring it to pass. Therefore, know for assuredly that these two shall pass. Maybe if you fail your exams this year or you didn't do very well and the enemy say, oh, you lost it. No. There is still time. God will bring it to pass. Maybe there is certain things in your life that you are so sure will have been completed this year. Know that there is still time. As long as the heavens and earth endure, blessed be the name of the Lord, your time will never run out. God will bring it to pass. Now, there are certain storms in our life. Storms. And some of these storms can come as a sudden storm. If you go to people who sail in the ocean, they may just have a calm sea, nice sea, sailing, the wind is blowing in the right direction, and out of nowhere an evil wind will come. A tiny crowd will set up. And the seafaring man that knows this thing will look at it and say, oh, oh, a storm is about to blow. The same thing happened with Jesus and his masters and his disciples. Let us look at Mark chapter 4, verse 35. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. Mark 4, 35. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The book of Mark chapter 4. And the same day when the even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. I want you to know that your situation is always like this. I will tie it to summit. God have already spoken about your situation. God have already made a decision about your situation. And most of the time, to his glory, it is, let us pass over to the other side. It's already finished and done. Because he is the Alpha and he is the Omega. He can see from the beginning and know what the end can be. Before you can even see the situation or imagine it or anticipate it, my God, our God, have already seen it and made the decision that we are passing over this situation. It's not a dead end. There's no situation you are in or you will ever be in that is a dead end with God. Believe me, it is not so. That's not the way God designed it. We can prove it with the scriptures. There's always room for God to do better. For God to increase on it, for God to make it better for you, even though it is, that's what he has. He said, let us, as evening was coming, said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. Go on to 36. Go on, please. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships, their tags. Go on, 37. And then, even though the master have said, let us pass over to the other side, he knew what was in the menu. He knew what was in the schedule. He knew what was going to happen. He didn't bother telling me or you, and he never does. But he knew what was in the schedule, what was in the menu, what was going to happen, what is part of the package of let us go over to this other side. That there will be storm in it. For me and you, it is sudden, it's an acute situation. It just came out of nowhere. Bam! No, it is not so with God. If you believe that he's the Alpha and Omega, he's the beginning and the end, that there are these three qualities of God, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent God, that he knew it, then you will come to realize that these two shall pass. Then, and he says in verses, and there arose a great storm. Don't go back to 37, please. 37. A great storm of wind from the calm, beautiful environment you had. Storm of life. Tornado of life. Came in. And the waves beat upon the ship, and that is you, and it was now full. It was becoming sudden and great and terrifying. 38. But Jesus Christ, who already said, let us pass over this, who know what was in the menu, in the schedule of what was going to happen, says, and he was in the hinder part of the what? Ship. Doing what? Asleep. On a pillow. My God, he even have a pillow under his head. And Emmanuel came to him and said, Master, awake! Speak up! Caris, not you that I'm sinking here. Do you know what I'm going through? Do you even have a perception of what is happening here? My whole life is being turned aside before me. Everything just went from good to bad or whatever it was I'm seeing. My plans, my expectations, all these things are crashing. And what are you doing? And you are doing what? Sleeping on a pillow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, there is a time to wake up the master. When this storm is so high and so big and things, or even small one or whatever, and you cannot contain it, there's room for deliverance. There's room for God to make changes. There's time you will have to wake up the master. And there's a time he will even understand your fear. Will understand what you are going through and say, even when you use that word, don't you care? Don't you have the empathy? He already said, let us go to the other side. I know that there will be storm. I know that there will be tempest. I know that there will be all these waves, all these things. There will be dark time. The day will turn to darkness, the night sunshine will become rainy, and there will be flood and avalanche of troubles and trials. But you know what, Emmanuel, me and you together are going to the other side. That is why we are human beings. We can't see it all. The best we can see is only a window of time. In our situation. And that window of time becomes so overwhelming, like the person I was telling you about a few minutes ago, that this person decided, I'll just end it all by taking my life. Because it's overwhelming. Because it's daunting. It's just beyond. There's nothing this person could do at this point. He thought so. The enemy whispered in his ear, it's time to just end it all. But God is telling us that there is a word that has already been spoken on your behalf, and no Satan, no devil, nobody can change it, because the master said, let us pass over, and we are going to the other side. It doesn't matter what is happening. I am sleeping. He's sleeping. He's relaxed on a pillow, having a nice, quiet sleep. The storm couldn't wake him up. The rain couldn't shake him, couldn't move him. The darkness that used to be light a few days, few hours, few minutes ago, didn't wake him up, because the internal word has already been spoken. We are going over to the other side. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Therefore, know today that God says, what on your behalf, we are going to the other side. That's why I'm telling you this morning, if you are watching, that these two shall pass. Amen. 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 The storm might be in the agenda, on the plan, on the schedule, on the menu, whatever it is, but Christ knows about it already. And the conclusion is that we are going to the other side. You are not sinking in this situation in Jesus' name. This situation will not rule or control or destroy you in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you are going through that seems to be so overwhelming at this point, watch and see. At the time appointed, God will stand up for you, and you will see that these two shall pass. Amen? Amen? The end of this ministration will have a testimony. The testimony is from a brother in this church. He's so happy that he even provided us food. We're going to eat, and he had this thing. I was discussing with my wife, say, what is our brother Cain doing today? I say, has a testimony. Say, about, I said, I told her, say, how long did it last? I said, I really don't know how long it lasted. So this morning I asked Bro Cain, how long was your nightmare, Bro Cain? He looked at me and said, 12 years. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He will give the testimony. I was in it from the beginning. I know as much or little, whatever he tells me along the way. And along the way, at times, it looks like it will never pass. But there's a God in heaven who already saw it from the beginning, already knew the trials, already knew what will happen. At the end of the day, he brought it to a testimony. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Your own shall be in Jesus' mighty name. You will have your own testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. We will rejoice with you in the name of Jesus. No matter what it is now, you will have a testimony that will glorify God in the mighty name of Jesus. You will say it and the saints will rejoice with you. And I will rejoice with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do not give up. Do not give up. Do not pack it up. Do not say, let me give up. No. Hold in for a little while. It is around the corner. Borrow this attitude. Borrow this attitude from David the king. Acute situation again. Coming back from wherever he is with about 600 of his men, and beautiful day, was riding and joking and stuff, and then came to their house. Woo! Ziklag was what? Burned. City was destroyed. Home was gone. Wife gone, children gone, properties gone. Everything they have worked all their life was gone. In a moment of time. This is from 1 Samuel, chapter 30. We are not going to read it. They just crossed over the mountain, coming through the valley, And we know when they come on these various times and cross the mountain and they look, they usually see the city of Ziklag where their family is. But this time when they crested the top of the mountain, there was smoke, there was fire, destruction, everything gone. No, what? Let's read part of it. 1 Samuel chapter 30. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken away the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. And so David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives, and their sons, and their daughters were all taken captive. Four. Go to four, please. And David and the people that were with him did what is normal. They lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Have you been in that situation? When you cried that midnight cry, when you lifted up your voice out of abundance of sorrow, out of another disappointment, out of another, oh, I've tried it all, there's nothing happened, and you cry until you couldn't cry again. You have prayed it all, you don't know how to pray again. You have said it all, you don't know what to say again. You have complained, you have cried, you have whined, you have done everything, thrown tantrum to God, everything, until there is nothing else to do. David's two wives gone, taken captive. Ahinoam the Jezreelite, Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. Go to six. Six. And David was greatly distressed. Not only because his wife and children and his property and all he has accumulated all this time were gone, but because of what? Also the people with him spake of stoning him. His son of Jesse, you have been trouble for us. One trouble after the other. Said, let us kill him and be done with it. Because their soul of the people were grieved and they were caught in the moment. Every man for his sons and for his daughters that were gone and for all this, he said, but David did what? Encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Encouraged himself. Encouraged yourself. What does it mean? It is to take a step back from what you are seeing. It is to take a step back from what is happening. It is to take back and look at the bigger picture. Say to yourself, who sits on this throne? Who is in control? And you say to yourself, did he know this situation? Was he aware that Ziklag was going to be taken? Could he have known, or maybe Jesus Christ was sleeping that day? Taking a nap again, with a pillow in his head. He knows. Amen. Somebody say with me in this house, he knows. I say he knows. He knows everything. Every situation, every trial, every sorrow, every cry of your heart, every pain we will ever go. He passed through it himself. He subjected himself for that reason, so that he can identify with those of us who are just flesh and blood. He took in the nature of a man to suffer these things, so that he can identify with me and you. So he knew Ziklag was going to be born. At times God allowed it for whatever reason. When I meet him in heaven, I may ask him, why do you even allow it at times? At times I understand, at times I don't. There are things in my life, I say, why? Why do you even allow it? Is it necessary? Maybe. I'm telling you the truth. None of us are immune to it. If anybody in this place say there's nothing pinching him or her, raise your hand. I will ask you how you are doing it. How come? If there's anybody sitting or watching me this morning who say that everything, the whole world, everything is just wonderfully okay. This life is just, every one of us have a needle, a pinch, a problem, a cry, a this or that, somewhere that you will rather be able to take care of. And at times you look at yourself and say, is it justified that I'm going through this for God's sake? Why somebody like me? Is it necessary, Lord, that I have to go through this? Why not some other person? Why not pass over me? If I really need this, forget my French crap at this point. That's where you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. That's where you have to take a look back on whom we are serving. I pray that it will not endure. I pray that it will pass over soon. But at times, that's not the case. At times, it drags on. But one thing I know, one thing I can bet on, one thing I can assure you, is that God always comes through for all that believe and trust in him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So David did what he said. He encouraged himself in the Lord. Took 600 of his men. Marched day and night. Fought and went through and God delivered. And I didn't lose one thing. They actually gained. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because when they come, the Lord made a way. He killed them all. His enemies was taken and destroyed. And they not only redeemed the multitude of things that they have accumulated. Go to verse 7. Quickly, let's do it. Verse 7. And David said unto Abiathar the priest, they consulted. Go to verse 8, please. Verse 8. And David inquired of the Lord. He saw the face of God. Go. And the Lord said, thou shalt surely overtake them. And without fail, recover. And God is saying that to you this morning. And inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after these troops? Shall I overtake them? And God answered you this morning that not only will you pursue, not only will you overtake them, you will recover all. You will. You will recover all. Let's say, blessed be the name of the Lord. I have recovered all. Let's say, blessed be the name of the Lord. I have recovered all. Let's say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I have recovered all. Passing may not be immediate in some cases. It may require some endurance. But God always promised that even in face of temptation, he will always make a way. He will recover all. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you don't understand anything in this message, this part as before we close, I want you to take note of it. Go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, verse 18 this time. 2 Corinthians 4, 18. So we round up. While we look not at the things which are seen. That's a hard part for me. I like to deal with the present. I see it the way it is. Facts. But the Bible says, why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which you do not see, which are not seen. That is God fighting your battle you don't even know that is fighting for you. That is God waging a war for you that you do not know. You don't see the result. But the only way we can measure the outcome is based on the evidence before us, right? And so, the evidence before you is not yet there. You are still seeing the dire situation. The storm is still blowing. The wind is still howling. The day is turned to darkness. But Bible says, but are the things which you have not seen, the outcome, assurance of your hope, is not yet evident. But there's a big frame between the temporal and the spiritual. The temporal in life is temporary things. And every temporal things have a way of passing. Either for good or for bad in some cases. But looking at the things which are not seen, which are what? Eternal. Now let me point something to you I want you to take home this morning. Your situation passing at times may not be based on what you see, but what you are able to pass over to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God is the eternal being. There is a temporal things me and you sees, and that kind of controls our action, controls our emotion based on what we are seeing. But when you learn to wake up the master, pass over the situation into the master's hand. This situation just passed. But you may not see it. You may not understand it. But what happens in my case, in my own understanding and my level, is when I pass over the situation to hands of God, then the peace of God which passeth all understanding. Then the peace of God which passeth all understanding will now be your portion. Though you have not seen the evidence of things hoped for, but you are able to pass it over to God. And when you pass it over to God, leave it there. The situation has passed. I hope it will sink in the way it sank into my soul long time ago. That there is a temporal passing and there is a spiritual passing. Temporal passing is when you see, that's what me I would prefer. That's when me and you, I got that job. Ooh, and I have the job, I'm sitting on the desk. That the temporal passed, done, checked out. But it's when you may not even have the job, you may not have the answer to that situation, you have not received the result in the physical realm. And for us, that times are troubling, it's disquieting, it's full of confusion. But then you are able at the point saying, no way, I am passing it over to the master's hand from today. Then that is where it says, when you are able to pass over the situation into the second and better realm, into God's hand, then these two have passed. And now you have peace. And the level of peace you have in the situation, even though it is still present, is a peace that passes all understanding. Maybe when you go to listen to this message again, God will help you understand it. About the two passing. Passing in the temporal and passing in the spiritual. Brethren, at times we just hope it is over with and done with and we see it as a result, which is what we want. But there's a time that you will learn to pass it over into the hand of the Lord. Don't tell me there's no fulfillment in that. Because that is where you will have fulfillment to the level of peace that passeth all understanding. Well, the Bible already said, It passes all understanding. You can't fully understand it. I put it into the master's hand. I woke him up. Master, wake up. Yes. What is it? We're about to drown. We've had it said many times. Christ have no intention of stopping that storm. As far as he was concerned, he was going to just ride through the wave, through the storm, through the wind, through whatever, to where he was going. He already said, let us pass through. But we want the storm to stop. We want the sunshine to come back. We want the darkness to disappear. That is temporal. If they are in the realm of Christ, if they are in that level of understanding, they can stay that storm and don't throw anything overboard. They won't bother their life. They will have peace. They will sing and have praise. They will glorify God because the eternal God has spoken. Let us pass through to the other side. So pass things over to God's hand. If you have done all you can, maybe you even woke up the master. You fasted, you prayed, you've cried, you've done everything. I'm telling you today, pass it over to the Lord. Let's stand on our feet. Don't quit along the way. Encourage yourself in this word if you are listening this morning. Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 39. Romans 8, 35 to 39. Let's read together. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall it be tribulation? No. Or distress? No. Or persecution? No. Or famine? No. Or nakedness? No. Or peril? No. Or even sword? He says no. Go to verse 37. He says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. It's kind of hard to figure yourself a conqueror when you are in a losing battle or what seems like a losing battle. Very hard. But we are believing God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when we touch onto the hand of him who is the conqueror, then we are already conqueror even though we haven't seen it. I encourage our hearts this morning. I pray that the Lord will give you understanding. You are not alone in your battle. You are not alone in your fight. At times I thought I had it bad until I hear the other person. At times you feel like you are all alone in suffering until you meet the other one. Story about somebody who says doesn't have shoe. Until you meet the man without a leg or both legs gone. And no amount of shoe can fit into that one. That is so with life. I know it's hard, brethren. We do not trifle or make joke of these things. It is hard. Life in itself at times is very hard. But let's keep fighting. Let's keep holding on to God. Let us not get to the point where we felt that there is no more hope. There is also almost always hope with God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are things you have believed God for, things you've prayed for, things you've asked for, things you are holding on to. At times you look at the other place, everybody seems to have it but you. At times you look at the other one, whoa, that person's life is so beautiful. Why not me, Lord? When you can make me like Jane or Joe. To every man his own. At times when you meet that Jane or Joe, they tell you their own. You say, my God, keep your own, let me keep my own. Wasn't so beautiful again. But there's something that is constant as the northern star, and that is Jesus Christ. Join me this morning as we pray. Say, it is Jesus. It is Jesus that is able, more able than anything, more powerful than all my problems, more capable than anything I will ever face. He is the conqueror. He is the victorious one. He will see me through. He said, these two shall pass. My son, my daughter, these two shall pass. For the Lord is able. Him whom we serve is not a man. The stone of Israel is not a man. Balaam found out the truth one day. He looked to curse Israel, to bring incantation against the people of the Lord. But the Lord said, no way. Even though they may not look it, even though they don't measure up, yet my blessing is upon you. You might not see it now, but the blessing of God is upon you. Therefore, the hand of the Lord is upon you. It's upon your children. It's upon your unborn ones. It's upon the one that will be born. It's upon your business. It's upon your life. Every aspect of your life is under the sphere of his control and influence. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you today. Any who have heard this at the blink today, at the age today, and they have heard this, Lord, encourage their heart in the name of Jesus. Let them know that it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. It is well. With my soul. Time, let's say together. It's well with my soul.
With my soul.
It's well.
It's well.
Christ has made it well. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise be the name of the Lord.